Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 4/1/2021, and this ain't no April Fool. All right? I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on in the Ukraine with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of troops on the Russian side, the Ukraine side with tanks, jets, armored personnel carriers, ships, all kind of stuff going on. The fighting with small arms and mortars has been ongoing for quite some time. There is all kind of stuff going on Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, has basically said that if anybody comes and thinks they're going to, you know, attack the Russians or invade the Ukraine, okay, you know, or that they're going to hit us or hit into Luhansk or Donetsk, which are the separatist regions supposedly that voted to be returned back to Russia, that anybody wants to do that, that Ukraine is going to be probably destroyed. But what also Putin has said and others, which nobody has paid attention to on the big news until today, and a little bit yesterday on certain areas of the mainstream media, nobody is aware that there's a war that's going on, that Red China Joe Beijing, Ukraine is going to start a war in the midst when the United States military has been on a stand down hunting white supremacists and anybody who will not accept the pink jockstrap or the LGBTQ54732XYZ9 transgender free operation bullcrap. And then you got, what is his name, Austin, hybrid Austin or whatever his name is there. The guy looks like he's a devil because he's always got the scowl, never has any kind of a facial expression except evil and hate. And I will tell you what, he now says that the United States will back the Ukrainians and NATO will back the Ukrainians. Then that labels all of the people. And Russia has already said they're willing to hit the East Coast, okay, or to strike anywhere on a first strike basis if they find out that they're going to be attacked. Now, I hear all this stuff that's right out of 1960s and all of that, and I'm going to talk about a little bit of that in a second, but in terms of the thinking of how long it takes for a missile to get to the United States, people are thinking, oh boy, it takes 25 to 30 minutes for the ICBM to go up and bump up and then hit a target in the United States. And then everybody was really wild and afraid about the Russian subs in the Arctic Circle that popped up through the ice, opened a missile tube, okay? And they said, well, those could hit in 15 minutes. No, you can shoot a hypersonic missile out of a tube in a thing. And a hypersonic missile can come from Siberia, from Vladivostok, or can come from the Chaikin in Siberia and hit on the east coast of the United States, you know, in 5 minutes, you know, what have you. You just think about 5 minutes just listening here on this show here. Look at the clock right now and look at what 5 minutes is and see how much time you'd have to get ready in 5 minutes. But the fact of the matter is you don't even have 5 minutes. You got Russian submarines that I've told you about since on air since 2004. And incidentally, Brother Steve Quayle had me on as a guest, and he said, Hawk, you and I have been talking about and communicating about the Gog-Magog War and the potential for it and how this would then multiply all around the world into a worldwide global conflict. Why don't you go around the horn, he said, and tell me what you think is going to happen here and there and the other. And Steve and I discussed that for an hour or more at that period of time on air. I think that was an hour on air back then in 2004. And we brought up the Crimea and brought up the Dardanelles and the Straits there next to Turkey and going into the Black Sea, that whole area, that whole 9 yards there of trying to get you know, Russia to get out of the box in terms of their navies and stuff. That's why they had Syria. We talked about Syria back then. We talked about Venezuela back then. We talked about all of the southern border of the United States. And just to remind people, all down through the years, I talked about to you about how the Russian subs were in the Gulf of Mexico. I also talked to you about how the Russian subs are off the 12-mile limit in deep trenches. And I also talked to you about how one time we saw a Russian Kilo-class sub surface somewhere on the Jersey area, because you could see in the background either New Jersey or like Delaware or Maryland, you could see the Ferris wheel and a boardwalk in the background, and they were sitting just right there, and they could go up and probably went up and got them a pizza and some cotton candy and some saltwater taffy and brought it back and a few cases of vodka and beer, you know. That was on a video. That was a Russian Kilo class sitting right there, and you could hear the music of the boardwalk over there. The sub that was the Russian sub that was in the Gulf Coast back of, this is probably now maybe 6-7 years ago, that sub was there for 6 months and nobody even knew it was there. They're not paying attention. No such assholes are surveilling you. No such arses are surveilling you. You out there. The white supremacists, the extremists, the what have you. So that's what the military, that's what everybody's paying attention to. Meanwhile, the Red Chinese gave Red China Joe's son allegedly $1.45 billion. Was that enough to buy Red China Joe, the big guy? And then they had the Ukrainians paid Red China Joe's son hundreds of millions of dollars. Was that enough to buy off the big guy? So now, here we go. And Joe Biden has got open borders all throughout southern Mexico. All open borders. Well, let me tell you something. Canada ain't that unopen either. And meanwhile, Canada has got weather warfare hitting it into Nova Scotia and Brunswick, New Brunswick, and into Ontario and Quebec and on out into the plains with huge gusts of wind and then huge temperatures and blizzards. We've had in the Pacific Northwest, the United States, we've had like some of the fastest wind speeds and coldest temperatures in the upper atmosphere ever recorded. This is weather warfare. This is the way that you fight wars now, all right? And then you run all these COVID people up through Mexico now, and then they're running all these kids. What are the kids going to be done for? Are they going to be blood sacrifice for Zhou Beijing and all of the Illuminati crowd? They won't teach your children, but they will teach illegal immigrants who Zhou Beijing brought up with this thing and who the cartels are advertising on the television and the radio in El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala and Mexico saying, come on up. So here we go. Allegedly, Biden was told by the Pentagon that they believe the Russians intend to invade Ukraine. Yeah, they will. And take not only Luhansk and Donetsk regions, but the Mariupol region all the way down to the Dnieper River and the Odessa too. The invasion may also take northeastern Ukraine Oblast as well. This would have profound implications for peace in Europe, and indicates Russians are moving the chessboard schedule up to the favor of their position before the West can react. And this all flows from Russia and China's belief that the U.S. deep state, who cashiered Donald Trump through fake elections and stolen elections, and then who they had trusted to stand up to the D.C. deep state, the conclusion by Russia and China is that the U.S. deep state is planning war anyway. That's because they work for the Luciferian hierarchy. The Rothschild family, the royal family, the Rockefeller family, all of the black nobility of the ancient days in Europe and the United States and Great Britain. You throw in the Red Chinese, some of the families there that are the trillionaire families, allegedly like the Lees, and they're allegedly Illuminati families. At the very least, they worship just their ancestors and no God. And then Xi has replaced the picture of Lord Jesus in churches in China and put his picture up there and then rewritten the Bible so everywhere it says Jesus, it says Xi. And allegedly this Pope Francesco is just all lovey-dovey with all of that. Well, he's obviously the spokesman for the AC coming to fore here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in Revelations. We're in Gog Magog, Ezekiel 38:39. We're in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And I will tell you what, you had better understand that you'd better be prepared. And most of the United States has not heard one iota about this war getting ready to go down in Ukraine that Zhou Baijing, Red China Joe, and Hybrid Six Austin and all the crowd are getting ready to persecute the war, because they want the world to go up in flames. They're going to go to their bunkers. Now, let me tell you this. We're moving already, though. A lot of assets from the East Coast are being moved in various things, and there's some chicanery about this, or statements one way with certain timing, but the timing is really a different way. In other words, there was supposed to be a whole lot of helicopters coming down from New York, and I'm talking about Chinooks, Apache gunships, longbows, all the different stuff, the Hueys that probably throw 10,000 landmines out in a minute. Okay, all that kind of crap with the 10th Mountain, which is a real tough division, the 10th Mountain, and they're bringing them down, and they were supposed to go to Wright-Patterson. And for people who don't understand, they look at Wright-Patterson, oh, it's just, you know, it's... they got stuff. But in the Dayton paper, there was a story earlier in the week that stated that if you hear a lot of helicopter and stuff, they're going to bring some down from New York. They're going to come in here, and then they're going to go south from here and then go to do a drill somewhere in the southern United States. So don't call the sheriff. Don't call the police if you hear it in Dayton. Then that was out in the morning, and then they removed that off of the Dayton newspaper story so that nobody in the afternoon could really understand what's going on. I think they said then they expected coming this week, but I think they already moved the 10th Mountain and already moved them down and through. And just so that you understand, under deep underground base under Wright-Patterson, deep underground, all kind of stuff, they could bring in, if you remember, the diplomatic missions that actually had meetings down in huge meeting rooms, and that they had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of diplomats staying in high-quality hotel-like rooms underneath with, you know, restaurants, chow lines, the whole bit, underneath Wright-Patterson. So you can fly in, you can even fly in congressmen, okay, or Pentagon officials, if they were worried about some of their hidey holes on the East Coast, like Weather or Pony or even the Greenbrier is still active. It could be active. But they could move them if they want underneath the Wright-Patterson. The Voice of America, which is there at the corner of the three counties, Hamilton and Butler and I forget the other county, But the three counties there, by Mason, Ohio, in that area, in Cincinnati. The BOA is totally up to snuff and still has the capability of taking over all of the radio and television networks in the United States. They also have deep underground there. It's all up to speed, up to snuff, with huge amounts of power on the communications. So I'm going to tell you, you better get prepared. And when I say prepared, it would not be a bad thing for you to do to look up, do a search engine on it, Cresson, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Kearney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Cresson Kearney, How to Survive Nuclear War. Cresson Kearney was hired and put out a whole booklet with pictures and all kind of stuff for, and it was done originally for all my buddies over there in Alcoa, Tennessee area. Hello to all you guys down in there. Where the plant down there was the nuclear weapons plant. But Cresson Kearney was hired to develop a plan for the average person to be able to understand how to prepare and even how to make a radiation detector, a simple radiation detector, doing it yourself. Or you can buy one of his. Or if you have ability, you can buy other rad detectors. I think Brother Quayle's got some. If you call up 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, call Steve Quayle, tell him Old Hawk sent you, and ask him, Daryl or Tyler or Steve or whoever you get there on the phone. Tyler's his son. Daryl's a real top quality manager. He's been there for years and a good buddy of mine, a friend of mine. And Daryl, you just tell him Old Hawk sent you. Say, hey, you got any of those good radiation detectors? And can you get me one out real quick? I am feeling the quickening in the spirit. The Holy Spirit has got me jiving because I've been that way and it's been progressing in the last few weeks. And I've been talking to you almost always about now preparation. It's not about learning, oh, there is a new world order and ha-ha. We've known that for years. You're just now finding that out. That's good. But all you got to do is read Matthew 24, Luke 21, Ezekiel 38-39. Read the other prophets. Read Revelations and what Lord Jesus has to say. Because that is the... what Jesus is telling John of Patmos. That's what revelations are. They're the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. So we're at a point to where there could be an all-out war with Russia. And in the midst of that, everybody's going to come forth and hit their spots. The Chinese will go for Taiwan. The Chinese will also possibly through Pakistan go for India, all right? You will see the countries in South America start to go wild. You will see the border rush completely north in the United States and probably also down through Canada. I will tell you some other things. Did you see the situation on I-95 in North Carolina where it was near exit 58, somewhere like that, where you had a truck hauling uranium hexafluoride, big canisters, nuclear material, large amounts of it, and that some van or something they'd got tangled up and had a wreck, and that neither one of the drivers got hurt, but they dumped all of the uranium hexafluoride canisters all over the road, and they stopped that road from what was it, like about 11 o'clock in the morning to about 4 or 5:30 in the afternoon, the entire interstate. North and south? Well, I'm going to tell you what. That allegedly is sabotage. And if the two drivers weren't involved in it, then somebody caused something to happen by hacking into a computer of one of the vehicles and ramming it into the other. But I think it's probably the same guys were involved. Now, at the same time you have on the West Coast. Very similar time frame, all right? You have the Pallet Fire. Blow up in Compton, California. Huge explosion of pallets. All the pallets burning. Well, that reminds me of a couple of years ago, prior to when Trump closed down the Red Chinese diplomatic missions in Houston and Texas. Remember all of the recycling centers and pallet yards and recycling centers and refinery fires and this fire and the chemical plant fires and trucks and train derails and all of that stuff. These are clusters that are not coincidence. I've talked to you and tracked it about with the Russian Spetsnaz, who, by the way, are still in the United States. The ones that Obama hired are still here. Some of them married people. I know some married nice girls up in the Denver International Airport, up in that area. And the air bases. Some hanging around out there in Coronado. Some around the bases in Texas. Some in North Carolina doing little drills in the Uwari Mountains, you know, in the middle of the night, stuff like that. So Russian Special Forces, to get in their deal, you go all through your training with a buddy, with a training partner, and at the end of the deal, you've got to fight to kill that training partner to get into the Spetsnaz. That's a little different cut above, you see, than what we're training people for. We're fitting people up for the pink jockstraps and all of that kind of stuff. The pink jockstraps reporting to lesbo general women and admirals and stuff. I'm sorry for the language, but that's the way it is. And now they're going to try to go after every white person in the military as a white supremacist? Bop, bom, ghoul, the Italians say, you know, shove it. You know what I'm saying? If you're in there and you don't think you're on a promotional track, then if you can get out while you can, then get the heck out. Sign up for all your stuff and get ready to go and stand for yourself with your family rather than go to fight and get killed in a dadgum war that Joe Beijing is going to start so that the Red Chinese can take over the United States and the world. We're raising up, going to raise the taxes higher than Red China, and then disallow any kind of carryover on the investments. In other words, they won't let you bring your money back without taxing it at the new higher rate. All the stuff that Trump changed and brought trillions back to the United States. So now what's going to happen? You're going to see the jobs are going to go back to China. The factories back to them. Already starting to happen there. Meanwhile, we're getting locked down again. They're going to try to lock us down again. And now they're promoting, getting ready. We got confirmed case, I think, of Ebola. I believe, what, in Kentucky or somewhere? And then watching others in Kentucky, Ohio, Washington State, and various places. And if nothing else, they'll hit you with the COVID, XYZ mutation 22, okay? Before that, we'll have passed all the stuff and destroyed the stock market, destroyed the bond market, and in the midst of all of that, probably, it may not even take that long. We could have tonight, you could see hypersonic missiles from Russia if they think it's time to preemptively strike, hit New York City, Washington, D.C., take out the Oceana base and Hampton Roads and Virginia Beach, all that stuff. Maybe hit, Bragg, hit a few other places. San Diego, San Francisco, et cetera, on up the coastline that way. Hit one or two in Florida. Some in Texas. And then at the same time, they could have Spetsnaz and Red Chinese and Iranian commandos blow refineries, power grids, everything. And then, but the Russians could pop, or the Chinese can pop, or the Iranians can pop an EMP strike over the central part of the United States, take out the entire power grid, hit a few of the big bases, and there won't be any kickback on them. Now, our people have moved, a lot of people, the 10th Mountain, I believe, is going down to protect oil rigs and that kind of stuff in the Gulf of Mexico and refinery complexes. I also would not be surprised that they're moving a lot more air assets out of Oceania, okay? And they're putting out into the various places, putting out the P-8 Poseidons and the P-3 Orions, and also using the helicopter gunships out there, which would be a secondary site, and who could then also land men on the oil platforms, oil rigs. This stuff just could go down tonight, tomorrow, the next day. So do you have your generator filled up with oil and gasoline and have extra gas for your vehicles? Are you topped off? Do you have some jerry cans full? Do you have lighting? Do you have your Dietz or Petromax lanterns filled with oil? And I still like the oil that, you know, lamp oil as opposed to the kerosene. Although the Petromaxes, if you use them outside only, you could even use unleaded gasoline in those and just about any kind of oil or fuel. But I prefer the lamp oil because that way, you know, have a consistency and could use them interchangeably inside or out. Now the Dietz, you could have the kerosene or you could have the lamp oil. In a pinch, you've got olive oil could be used as a lamp oil, couldn't it? But let me just tell you this. If you do not have, and how much should you have? Ideally, if you had a 3.5 year tribulation and you picked out maybe 4 or 5 hours a night, assuming that there was going to be sunshine, and I say assuming, and you might want enough to burn 4 or 5 hours a night for at least a year, 2 years, or 3.5 years. That would be ideal. If you had the money to do it, you should do that. I also like the 120-hour candles, which you can get a 120-hour candle kit in a can. And if you're sitting in a pup tent somewhere, a small tent or what have you, or a lean-to shelter from up of a tree with a tarp, camo tarp tied down, you can sit back in there and you can put two or three of the little wicks in there and they will actually, to a certain degree, heat some water if you hold it over it or give a little heat and certainly light into the tent. Crescent Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. It's on the internet in various places for free. You can download it, but you can also print it. It's 200 or 300 pages, but I'm going to tell you, you can buy that book somewhere in different places. I should have bought it years ago. But you can also look at like Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare. You can also look at No Such Thing as Doomsday, which is was an excellent book. And you need to be looking at that. There's a whole lot of things that you can be going down the check marks, checklist, and do the check marks on it. What do you need? What do you need this day? What do you need for that? What do you need to do this? But at the very least, you ought to have your cars and trucks topped off, your generators ready to go to fire up, inverters, what have you. If there's going to be a lot of volcanoes blow, which Brother Quayle has shown us that, a lot of earthquakes and volcanoes blow, if they spew a lot of ash in the air, it's going to limit the sunlight. So all this solar stuff that Joe Beijing is talking about may or may not work. But I have the Harbor Freight. I have a couple of those solar deals that you can get from Harbor Freight for about $189 or $99 when they're on sale. And you get the panels, all the cords, small charge controller and stuff. You can get bigger ones. You can then connect that to inverters, charge the batteries with the sun. You can put other battery chargers on it. You can put the flashlights and all the stuff, get ready to plug them in. And you can continually go down the line and recharge this battery, this deep cycle battery, that deep cycle battery, the whole thing. And you can run whole systems and keep it going. So those are different types of things. Lord Jesus talks to you about in Matthew 25 about the lamp oil and the wicks. How to prepare. If you cannot see, how can you eat or fight? If you cannot see, how can you eat or fight? If you have night vision, then make sure you got extra batteries. If you do not have like a Berkey water filtration system, Berkey, with the black Berkey filters, then see if you can get one some kind of way or another. I also like the K-Dyne combis, which you can keep in your backpack, and there's others that you can. But you could take a Berkey, travel Berkey, or a small Berkey light, could go in a pack. Somebody could carry it in your group. Sit by the stream, get a bucket, pour the bucket in, and in just a few minutes you got water that's free from viruses, bacteria, parasites, protozoas, E. coli, etc. And also chemicals, about 99% of the chemicals will be removed, lead, all that kind of stuff. And it also helps to remove radiation. So if you don't have it, you need to get it some way or another. Or ask the Lord to put you in touch with somebody who's got that, that you can trade some guard time for them while they sleep so that you can help them to protect what they have. And who knows who's going to come? Is it going to be Joe Beijing's DHS, Department of Human Sacrifice, and the FBI and the EIEIOs and the striker brigades are going to come and look in through your walls? But if they knock out the power grid, you can read this in the book, One Second After, William R. Forstchen, Forstchen. It's a Forge book, One Second After. If you have not read it, you should read it. Because it tells you in a novel form, which you will read quickly, it's set in Black Mountain, North Carolina, along I-40 with Swannoa and all the places there, Asheville, all of that. Beautiful country. Old buddies up there, Lake Junaluska and all the different ones, Doc Jack, they all, a lot of people up in that area. But it talks to you all about what happens, and basically within 1 year after a total knockout of the power grid, that 90% of the population of the United States of America will be dead from various causes. Now, this little thing the other day, which happened, which was the tweet, supposedly on a DOD guy tweeted, and he used some strange alphanumeric characters and that kind of stuff, and it started out with like colons, semicolons, and that kind of stuff. Looked like little J's, but they're not. All of that, they now say, oh, well, my child or my cat or the dog ate the homework, or my one of my children got onto my official DOD computer and typed into my Twitter account, typed these weirdo stuff, just hit the different buttons. Ha ha, nothing to see here. That's total bull crap. Baloney, that's malarkey, Joe. You think your people are that stupid out here? I guess you do. Because that stuff is from radio teletype things in the 60s. Now, I recognize that as possibly a code or a one-time pad. I think I told you last week, maybe on the air, or maybe I just told some of you privately that I've been in communication with, sending an email or something. But the one-time pad would direct the whole group of people in the U.S. military to a certain place to read what their new orders and instructions are, you see. It's code. Then I've checked with the deep background signal intelligence people from the area of 60, 61, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc. through the Vietnam War. They used a radio teletype, and that particular grouping would be a high percentage chance of being directing somebody to somewhere and also part of multiplex signals, okay, with the radio teletype, multiplex signals that are in and mixed up, that one character could then give you 100 pages of orders and instructions. Or it can then send you somewhere. Where do you go and look that up? Do a translation on that with your pad, with your codes, and you've got the orders of the day or the week or the month or where you need to position your ship or your troops or your aircraft or what have you. But I think they're getting ready to move a lot of people who may not trust some of the East Coast hidey holes. They may try to move them out to right path, all right? And then in that position, put them on stuff, and then they can take them on trains to a lot of different places in the deep underground on the tubes. The tubes that go huge supersonic tubes under the ground. I know people who rode them. They say they get there real quick. From Fort Leavenworth to Fort Huachuca with one stop, and I think they said they were there in less than about an hour. I think that's about 1,400 miles. So there you go. Maybe it's an hour and a half. I don't know. But if you were to fly it or to drive it, you couldn't get there that quick. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to understand that you could see Mystery Babylon. You know, I ought to read that, but I don't know if I can find it right off the bat real quick here because I'm getting longer in the tooth on this stuff. But let me just see something. That's Revelations, what is it, about 17 or 16 or 18? Let's see. Oh, here we go. Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of all earth. And I saw the woman drunken with blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which has the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are the 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, and 1 is and the other is not yet come. When he cometh, he must continue a short space. Ah, yes. And here we go. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, this is chapter 18, Revelation, come out of her, my people, and ye be not partakers of her sins, and ye receive not of her plagues. Did you hear that? Of her plagues. For her sins have reached into heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you. Double unto her double, according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled. Filled to her double. And how much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For the strong is the Lord God who judgeth her, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. Then the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all the thyine wood and the all manners of vessels of ivory and all manners of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour, wheat, beasts and sheep, and horse and chariots and slave and souls of men, and that the fruits of that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all the things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city, that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood far off and cried when they saw that the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their head and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reasons of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. Is that New York City? Could very well be. Don't expect your 401k to be there or your bank accounts or anything like that. If they take out the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, they take out D.C., Oceana, you see, they think they got time to install all the system and stuff. And maybe they do, but Putin may not cooperate. Because I'm going to tell you something. Lucifer himself would like to see the chaos. All he cares about is worldwide ordo ab chao, a total chaos, and killing and killing of billions and billions of people on this planet so he can attempt to steal their souls, gain the power, so he can do a counterfeit of our Lord Jesus on this planet. Well, let me tell you something. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And the way to stay alive is to have logistics, to have food, water stored, water filtration, purification, medical supplies. Okay, and by that, I went down and looked at some of mine. I was looking at blood clotting stuff, the big wraps, bandages, the blood soaker bandages that are, you know, military-type bandages, the sealed chest wound-type bandage, where if you get a sucking chest wound, you can seal it up. All of the different things. The things that you might need for poison, the things you might need for diarrhea, the things you might need for all of the different items. I would say, and include in all of that, I would include ivermectin. go down to the farm supply store, the TSC, the farm and fleet, the whatever it is in your area. Horse health ivermectin paste, 1.87. I got one made in the U.S. I think it cost $6.99. One of these tubes can treat a horse with a body weight of up to 1,250 pounds. That stuff was given in emergency use. Activation is safe for humans. They say this for horses only, or don't use it for humans. But the FDA, it's the same stuff. You've seen, if you haven't, go up and look at ivermectin and the studies done and the treatments done in Australia. Thousands and thousands of people have been treated to get rid of the COVID. Allegedly, according to what is Dr. Thomas Barodi, I believe his name, or Baroni or Barodi in Australia, and there's other doctors that are using it in Africa and in the United States and in different places. The ivermectin, you just basically, according to what I saw on an internet deal from one of the doctors, you just measure out your body weight, and there's hash marks or lines on a thing there. And they said, I'm telling you, get it for your horses. But apparently, if people who have taken this in Australia under doctor supervision, they've taken the proper dosage of the ivermectin. And then in some cases, they're using either doxycycline or another antibiotic to treat secondary infections that might be surrounding it. But the ivermectin, apparently, within 48 hours, removes about 98-99% of all trace or any kind of COVID-19. That's according to the doctors that I saw, Dr. Barodi and different people. Make up your own mind. Take it to the Lord in prayer. The hydroxychloroquine and that kind of stuff. The other items, because, I mean, you could just die from a staph infection just as easily as something else. You know, you could get the flu. You could get any kind of a thing. There's other hemorrhagic fevers and different stuff that are going to possibly come down the pike. When you take the bird flu and the swine flu, mash them all together, put them in the market there in Red China, and then all of a sudden they just go everywhere, right? Or you got the Ebola out of Africa and the Congo, you know. You got Crimean fever. Remember Crimean fever? Rift Valley fever? Zika, you know, all kind of stuff. Hemorrhagic fevers, you see? And oh, they're getting real close where old Dr. Fauci has already been discussed how they were funding that Steve Hilton on Fox on Sunday night actually brought it all out, which you and I have known about this on air since last January or whatever, not this past January, but a year ago. A year ago from this past January, where we were finding out that there was gain of function research being done by people, I believe, in North Carolina, doctors there, and at the NIH with Fauci, and the Wuhan lab people, and probably, or allegedly, U.S. Aeromed and different people involved. And they were doing gain of function stuff on SARS virus, which popped out of Canada and Hong Kong about the same time years ago. I would also tell you need to get Mezzo Silver. You go up there to stevequayle.com, click through to Mezzo Silver, or you can go to Purus Colloids, Colloids.com, and go there, and old Frankie Keys, he is hired years ago. He didn't have to, but he hired an FDA inspector to make sure his plant was fine. Back in those days, although he's not required by law to have had it. But he set pallet load after pallet load after pallet load were purchased by the Red Chinese military to go to Hong Kong back during the original SARS, and they were sold pallet load of 5-gallon jugs, carboy jugs, the plastic carboys. 5-gallon jugs of Mezzo Silver, pallet loads of them. And then the Red Chinese tried to buy it after SARS went bye-bye. So you might want to take a few tablespoons of that a day, you know. I believe the studies on that stuff is that if, in order for it to be really toxic, unless you were allergic to silver or whatever, but for it to be toxic, and then nobody, they state outright that you will not get Argyria. Turn blue on this. Go up to PuristCallLights.com, click on the Mesosilver, read the research about their research about it. But you can get you some of that and start taking that preventatively every day. If you have a ability to get hydroxychloroquine from a doctor or somewhere, and there are different people who will prescribe it to you. And take it with the zinc. And with the antibiotics that they talk about, taking that. But you could just take the hydroxychloroquine prophylactically. These are kind of things you might want, but you might also want to make sure your fish, which the people that make antibiotics for the fish tanks are the same corporations, a lot of them that make them for humans, and they're made to the basically the exact standards of purity, et cetera, of the drugs. And they even look like the ones that you can see in the physician desk reference with the same colors, the same milligrams, the same combinations, the same lettering on the side, symbols, etc. And that's good to know that you've got the same high-quality stuff that they make for humans are giving it to your fish. Well, how much do you need? Well, how much do you want to have in case you're 3.5 years in a great tribulation? Or longer. Who knows? It could be longer. Because we could have a couple years before we even entered that. The stuff going on now, Matthew 24, Lord Jesus says, is the beginning of sorrows. Let me tell you something. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless you all. Incidentally, Brother New Hampshire, J.J., your email that you sent to me was not correct. Send me an email, RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And let me know what your email is. But everything was A-okay. If you want to keep Hawk in the game, striking blows against the Luciferians, against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and to warn you, the remnant, not the average person on the street. I'm not trying to reach the average dummy who doesn't even have anything ready to go or put food put back. And I say dummy in the sense that most all of this information is available to anybody who wants to avail themselves of it. But if you send it, and I pray you do, anything is most needed and most wanted. FRNs, Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of gold, a silver dime, a silver dollar, whatever it is, a piece of gold, a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And ladies and gentlemen, if you can get up to stevequayle.com or call them at 406-586-4840, they have all kind of stuff up there for you. You got night vision. They got radiation detectors. You got gold, silver. If you do not have some, get it. They have all kind of stuff. Just ask Daryl or Steve or Todd or what else they might have for preparations. But you can also prepare by pre-signing up for Steve's streaming, live streaming DVD kind of a thing. And it's up there, the final cataclysms and stuff with all the great speakers. But you can also get Steve's books and other DVD sets and teach your children and grandchildren right now what's going on with it. And as Lord Jesus rose from the dead, he is risen, you know, and he's coming back. And when he comes back, he's going to come back with his archangels and angels, and they're going to jerk the tares out from amongst the wheat, and they're going to throw them into the fiery furnace. But you see, Lord Jesus has told you what's getting ready to happen. Go to Matthew 24, Matthew 25, Luke 21, Revelations, Ezekiel 38, 39. All of the different things, and read it up and begin to prepare methodically to stand in the gap against evil and against Lucifer, his demons, his minions, his pops, his useful idiots who are going to try to destroy you and grind your family to dust, or to subjugate you into camps or into clustered city regions on low rations and no sanitary conditions. They're showing you in the camps in Texas and various places what they're going to do to everybody that they do not kill, because they're going to start killing people on this planet by the boatloads. Georgia Guidestones, population planet Earth, no more than 500 million in perpetuity and harmony. Well, the Lucy's put that up there. That means they're going to kill about 7 billion people. Read Ezekiel 38, read Ezekiel 39. I'm just looking at Ezekiel 39. How many bones are going to be stacked up just in Harmagedo and that area over there in the Gog-Magog Wars? And then you're going to have the Crimea, the Ukraine. So don't go into their Luciferian knife now to fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your civil rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, General McCormick has got the kitchen. I'm going to track. I'm your path. Also, it's full size. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus, protect against all evil. Find abundance of you might want to prepare tonight and tomorrow. Good night. Ooh.